Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Gary Wolfel from Wolfel's Press Box. .com joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Gary, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I had a chuckle when you said 2 weeks. I mean, isn't that ludicrous? When
it's stupid. We talk about it every year, and it doesn't make a damn bit of difference because they're going to suck up as much money as they can, and that's the way the NBA wants to do it, and so be it.
You know, after the free agency period in July, there's a gap of a couple months. You know, eventually they're going to just make this a year-round sport, right?
Sure, sure. Why not?
They're going to find something else to bridge that gap, and... I totally agree. It's kind of ridiculous.
It's very ridiculous to go that long, especially when during the season you can play 3 games in 4 days, but you can't play 7 games in more than 2 weeks. I mean, it's completely crazy. It's actually probably a little bit more than that, but nevertheless, it's ludicrous. So, you know, they get Boston, and they tanked last night in the most obvious of fashions. Just a horrible, horrible basketball game. What do you take away from this?
Not much. They wasted 3 hours of my life last night. I know that.
And, yeah.
You know, I'll never get those 3 hours back. But, you know, I said this to Sparky last night on the post-game show. To me, they got the best-case scenario. Boston is just decimated by injuries. I mean, if they went to Toronto, they probably would have lost. If they went to Cleveland, they would have lost. If they went to Philadelphia, they would have lost. But I think against Celtics, they got a legitimate shot.
How legitimate? I mean, is this a coin? Sparky said it earlier today. He calls it a coin flip series. Is it a coin flip series?
And I pressed for an answer last night, and he said the Celtics. So,
yeah.
I tend to agree with him. I'm picking the Bucks. And to be honest with you, from my perspective, I'll be shocked if they lose, simply because Boston isn't the Boston everybody thinks it is. And when you lose, they didn't have Gordon Hayward all year. Now Kyrie Irving is out, without question, one of the best point guards in the game. And Marcus Smart is out as well, and he's one of the best six men in the game, probably their best defender. So when you lose three of your top six players, you're in trouble. And I think the Celtics are in trouble.
Yeah, I know they're banged up, and I don't disagree with that. My argument to this is I have not seen the Bucks be consistent enough throughout the entire season. It's not just here down the stretch, just throughout the entire season to say, yeah, they got this. I could see them going up 3-0 and losing it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
No, I could see that, too. I mean, the NBA's most schizophrenic team. You know which one's showing up. But, you know, just getting back to the Celtics, I mean, their leading scorer is Jaylen Brown, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I think he averages around 14 points a game. They don't have any superstars. Their best player is Horford, an all-around player. And, Tatum's a very good player, and Brown's a very good player, but they're young. If they win this, you know, I already work up at the altar of Brad Stevens, but if they beat the Bucks, I'll go, wow.
Yeah, so we were talking this earlier and about the rotation, about what the Bucks have, you know, Jason Terry, we'll see, you know, I mean, that type of thing. When it comes to Jabari, will he be a starter? Do they finally say, go ahead, and we're going to, you know, kind of go with all guns a-blazing, so to speak? Or, you know, what do they do defensively? I mean, to me, I think Jabari's a starter. Put Jabari on the floor. Brogdon's on the floor. Giannis is on the floor. Fill in with the rest. Thon Maker's probably not going to see much of the hardwood because he's just had a bad season. You know, all this different stuff they've tried to do, that's what I start with, and that's what you try to build leads with.
You know what? I totally agree with you, and I'm absolutely amazed that Jabari Parker wasn't in the starting lineup at least for the last week of the regular season, you know, so they could get comfortable with those rotations. But they have continued to bring him off the bench, and we'll see if it works.
Defensively speaking, does this team match up well with Boston? Or do they match up well with anybody, for that matter?
Yeah, before I forget, Bill, is Jabari Parker going to be on your show tonight?
He is going to be live and in person tonight.
You got to ask him for a ride in his Cadillac.
I hope he pulls up in it. I'll try to run out early.
He's got a collection of antique cars that's unbelievable. So hopefully he'll show up in one of them, you know?
Okay. No, I'll be looking for that. So going back to, do they match up well at all with this team?
Well, with Boston.
Well, defensively speaking, do they match up? I mean, is it because we were sitting here talking earlier, and you start to look at every position except for maybe the center position. Yeah. You can say, yeah, they can win this thing. No, hands down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I like this matchup a lot. Defense. I mean, if Boston wins, in my mind, their defense is going to be exceptional. I mean, it's very good now. And the other thing Boston has to do is shoot the perimeter shot. I mean, if I'm Milwaukee, man, I don't let them shoot open threes at all. I mean, I force them to the basket. They're a good three-point shooting team across the board. All of them shoot somewhere between 38% to 42%. So, you know, if I'm Milwaukee, man, I make sure I'm on the perimeter and let them go to the basket.
Is it fair to put it all on Giannis? What does Giannis have to do in this particular series to get, I don't want to say respect, but I mean, is it fair to put everything on his shoulders and say, Giannis, you got to go win this thing?
Pretty much. I mean, you know, when you have a so-called superstar, that's what you expect. You know, I mean, you look at the Cleveland Cavaliers, they're saying, hey, LeBron, put us on your shoulders. You know, you look at some of these other teams like Portland, they're saying, hey, Damian Lillard, put us on your shoulders. And this is the time for Giannis to show that, you know, he is truly, you know, a superstar-type player.
What do you think about Joe Prunty and what he's been able to do down the stretch or not been able to do?
You know what? I like Joe. He's a very classy guy. To be honest with you, I've gained more respect since he became the head coach. I agree with probably 90% of the things he's done, you know, during the course of the games as far as making game adjustments. So, you know, if he doesn't get the Bucks job, I certainly, you know, wish him the best and hope he gets a shot with another team.
And then also, we were talking earlier when Jason Kidd did that article and we had talked so much about whether or not Jason Kidd was right or wrong. And is Jason Kidd's absence been the best thing for Jason Kidd to justify what he was doing with the Bucks?
Boy, that's a good question. I'm not sure. I think Jason Kidd wants to coach the Phoenix Suns, personally.
Yeah.
I think he was looking out for himself. I mean, you heard how he's moving into a new house out in Phoenix, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I wrote a column shortly after he was fired, and he actually looked into the Phoenix Suns job 2 years ago when he was with the Bucks. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he's very popular in Phoenix. And I'm sure if he has his druthers, you know, that's where he's going to end up.
Always good, Gary. It's certainly going to be interesting. We'll chat again next week. And tonight should be interesting in the sense that, one, I'm going to try to get into that Cadillac. And, two, it should be a good show because, you know, we're going to find out a couple of things. Should Jabari be a starter? Are they limiting his minutes? And then, obviously, on top of that, you know, does he want to remain in Milwaukee? And what is it going to take to keep him here? So it should be fun tonight.
Great show.
Yeah, it should be fun tonight.
Be a great show.
Looking forward to it. Gary, appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Bill.
Talk to you soon. There you go. Gary Wolfel, the Racine Journal-Times. Also, our friends at WolfelsPressBox.com. WolfelsPressBox.com. WOELFEL, WolfelsPressBox.com. Find his stuff there. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.